Exploring Lodi Gardens. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Pericles. I had ended my earlier write-up on Lodi Gardens, hoping I'll visit it again to explore it in entirety. And so I did. The 90-acre expanse at the intersection of bustling roads of the capital adeptly weaves into the lives of its citizens. Whether to find a quiet corner or to soak in the coolness of the water bodies in it, these gardens cater to myriad moods. Lodi Gardens, as seen today, were first created by Lady Willingdon in 1936. Until that time, the four important landmarks lay scattered around the village of Kharpur, as known in the 15th-16th century. Sikandar Lodi's tomb finds a place in this green space. Apart from the Lodis, this garden has Muhammad Shah's tomb, a Sayyid dynasty ruler. The Bada Gumbad, Sheesh Gumbad, the Atpulla Bridge and a Mughal-era walled mosque with a gateway within a herb garden are the other constructs here. The tomb of Sikandar Lodi. Entering this garden from the direction of Khan Market, the tomb of Sikandar Lodi is the first monument one would see. Built in 1517-1518 CE by his son Ibrahim Lodi, it is a high-walled tomb complex. It sits high above the ground with steps leading to a forecourt adorned with chhatris. The architecture borrows from the Sayyid dynasty and is octagonal as opposed to other Lodi-era structures. Elaborate veranda with arches and a double dome are its marked features. Next to the tomb is a small water body that hosts variety of ducks and geese and is possibly a remnant of a stream draining into the Yamuna River in the past. Mosques within the gardens. Walking further in from Sikandar Lodi's tomb, an expanse of a rose garden enclosed in ruined walls is visible. Within this enclosure is an elaborate gateway leading to a simple mosque. This Mughal-era gateway uses Lakhori bricks to bring out the beauty of the Bengal-style roof. The double-storied gateway leads to the mosque. The rectangular construct has a single chamber bearing three arches and three corresponding domes. Another 18th-century mosque past the Bada Gumbad and towards Muhammad Shah's tomb sits amidst the herbal garden. It bears a vaulted roof with rib patterns and is devoid of any other embellishments. The Sayyid Spectacle. This tomb was built in 1451 AD after the death of the Sultan by his son and heir Alam Shah, using quartzite stone for the construction. A veranda surrounds the main tomb. The octagonal tomb structure with multiple chhatris surrounding the main dome arrests the eyes with its splendor. Sitting on a raised platform with gentle slopes, the tomb of Muhammad Shah showcases the best of Sayyid architecture. The Indo-Islamic style includes decorative plaster and stucco work and a sloping buttress with lotus motifs. Apart from these mosques and tomb monuments, two features are of significance within Lodi Gardens: a turret near the entry gate number 1 on Lodi Road and the Atpulla Bridge near gate number 4. The turret made of rubble masonry is from an earlier period and there is no clarity on its significance. The 8-pier bridge, built by Nawab Bahadur during Akbar's reign, goes over the remnant of the stream near Sikandar Lodi's tomb. Overall, a half a day spent at this green expanse will uplift one's spirits and rejuvenate the physical body as well. As spaces and places open up again, plan to get your creativity flowing and perk up your fitness by a visit here. Coming up next, a series from the land of the Pharaohs, right here on ImageWriter. Pin the Amalgamation.